Welcome to this programme and our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month.
In this edition, school leaders had an opportunity to share their views on reshaping the primary curriculum as part of DCSF consultation for the independent curriculum review being carried out by Sir Jim Rose. Several called for skills to be the backbone of the curriculum rather than subject teaching. Catherine Rigby is a Year 2 teacher in Lancashire.
Compartmentalising learning isn't good. We need to make learning connections between the basic skills of speaking, listening, reading, number, science, ICT and writing.
Emma Benham, a science coordinator in West Sussex, felt children should also be taught specific life skills.
We should be teaching skills to learn and we should prioritise reading, writing and numeracy. But we should also be developing how children talk in the classroom and the skills to work well with their peers.
Age-related targets were seen as obsolete by some contributors who called for more scope for personalised learning and an end to dividing children into year cohorts, including Patricia Watson, a head teacher in the North West.
Some children are not actually ready for school until six, while others are ready at four. Integrating the foundation stage into schools should allow teachers and parents to decide when children should begin working on the national curriculum for Key Stage 1. Likewise, progression to key stages 2 and 3 could be more fluid, with children moving on after SATs. There should be less emphasis on age-related targets, which are often used to hold teachers to account, and definitely more emphasis on individual progress and personalised learning.
Heather Brooks, a Key Stage 1 coordinator in Wakefield, was concerned that using age as a determinant for when children begin school creates inequalities.
Summer-born children only have one term in which to integrate, and yet in 1 year the expectations of them are the same as those children who had three terms of full-time education. I think also that some children are ready for full-time education before others. It doesn't necessarily depend upon their actual age. Surely we need to have greater flexibility, but also acknowledge the abilities of the children.
Elsewhere, experiences abroad inspired many leaders' ideas of how languages should be taught in primaries. Marie Entwistle, an office manager in Burnley, described her visit to a primary bilingual school in Vienna.
The children start at age seven doing 50% English and 50% German, all day, every day. Children equivalent to our year three could converse fluently in English, and we were able to have a very good discussion. Not all schools are bilingual, but all primary schools do teach English, usually, for some part of the day. I think if we teach a foreign language from an early age to our children and make it fun, we would have great results.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online-communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online-communities.